Hey, everybody, Susan Michon here, the Techie Mentor. Just a big thank you for listening to this podcast, the Virtual Assistant Tips, Tricks, and Advice channel, where I share all things virtual assistant every week with no fluff, just the stuff that gets results. Hello, my friends, and thank you for listening. Today's topic is all about the VA industry. And what I mean by that is VA does not mean admin only. So many people hesitate to even look at the VA industry because they think they have to be an admin. And granted, probably 75 to 85% of the people who come into the industry are some type of admin, but there are people like myself who are not. So VA does not mean admin only. It's a very diverse industry full of different skill sets. So realize it's not just admins. You know, being a VA does not mean you have to be a PA or an EA exclusively. So think of a small business or even a large corporation. In each of those, there are different departments that are specialized in doing specific things. So, you know, I was always in IT or project management. And so people in those departments specialize in some type of IT, some type of project management. But then you've also got HR, and you've also got marketing, and you've got sales, you've got customer service, you have maybe operations, and the list goes on and on. So I want you to just take a second and think to yourself of any company that you've worked for in the past. Look at the different departments that they have. And here's what I want you to realize is that everything in each one of those departments can be done in the VA industry. So VA is not admin exclusive. I was not an admin, never wanted to be an admin. Nothing against them. It was just not for me. And when I started looking at the VA industry, of course, I thought, okay, you know, VA, virtual assistant, you've got to be some type of admin. But the more I did my research and started to look for what clients wanted, I could see that there was so much more to the industry than just the administrative side of things. The beauty to this industry is you can offer a variety of skills from techie tool to strategic. Things like project management, helping people set up their business from scratch or implement systems and processes, create SOPs, help them, you know, better sell their products or services or understand marketing or even HR pieces. All of that is relevant, and that's everything you can do as part of the VA industry. So you may have heard this before, but you know, you don't want to call yourself a VA because you're not necessarily an admin, and that's what people automatically assume. And I wanted to just do this really quick, short podcast because I've had several people come to me in the last couple of weeks saying, I never looked at the VA industry because I thought it was for admins only. And so I just wanted to do this very quick podcast to say, no, it's not. It's not an exclusive club of admins. It can be anything that you want it to be. It is a service-based industry. So we're not like a coach. We're more on the support side of things. So if you want to think of it this way, the VA industry is the support backbone of online business owners. So anything that they need support with, obviously admin, but there's so many other things that they need. So many people don't have systems or processes. They don't know anything about technology. They don't know anything about being strategic in their business or how to set up a business or understand systems. I mean, all of these things are so relevant, and especially now because the VA industry is slowly moving away from being admin-based, if you will, to more tech and strategic base, because people can do their own admin work. Doesn't mean they should, but they certainly can. But so many people are afraid of the technology that runs their business, or they know that they need to do email marketing, but they don't understand what email marketing is, let alone how to set up MailChimp. And they know that they need to automate their business and integrate it with all these different tools and these systems and processes. That's the direction this industry is headed. It's headed towards more tech and strategic automation systems and processes because that's what makes an online business run. So if you're somebody thinking to yourself, well, I don't want to be a VA. Well, a lot of people say that because they don't want to be an admin.
You don't have to be. I did not do admin work when I started my business 11 years ago. I went straight to the tech stuff because I was already someone from IT. So this is just a quick shout out to let you know the VA industry is not VA only. It's not admin only. It's not exclusively for PAs or EAs, even though the majority of people who join the industry, they come from that background, which is valuable. But if you don't want to be an admin, you want to be more than an admin, because if you're looking at the rate structure of you know, what are you getting paid to do in the industry in your business, admin's going to be on the lower side of things because it doesn't take as much expertise as technology or systems and processes or strategic type work. So if you're someone like myself who wanted to earn a lot more and needed to learn a lot more than an admin can make, you're going to want to make sure that you focus on those higher end skills. So technology, strategic, systems and processes, automations, integrations, all of those things are very, very needed in the online business world. And remember, VA, the VA industry, we are the support team, if you will, for online business owners. We're the ones that help them make sure their systems are running, that their business is running. We may not be a coach or a finance person, but we want to make sure that the operations of their business and what they use to, you know, have more freedom and peace of mind is set up and running well. So like I said, this is just a really quick little podcast to just say VA does not mean admin only. If you want to be somebody who has a service-based business and you want to take maybe some of the knowledge and skill set you have from your years in corporate America or any other business and put those to use, you can do that in this industry. So I hope you enjoyed this quick podcast. I'd love to hear from you if you have some comments, and be sure to subscribe if you enjoyed this and share it with anybody you think would find it valuable. Thanks for listening. I'll see you guys next week.